As the Dallas School District gets ready for the first day of school Monday, its board members spent nearly 3 hours behind closed doors last night. Former U.S. Attorney Paul Coggins told them of his findings into allegations that Superintendent Mike Miles interfered with a district contract bid and then tried covering it up. Those allegations first came to light in June, brought by then-Communications Chief Rebecca Rodriguez, who resigned. The district conducted its own investigation before trustees approved spending $100,000 last month for Coggins to independently finish the job. School Board President Eric Cowan offered few words.
Tonight we received a verbal briefing from Attorney Paul Coggins. At this time, the investigation is incomplete. We expect to receive a written report after Labor Day. Until then, the board will not make any statements or answer any questions about an ongoing investigation.
Board members would not say what questions they still want answered or whether the findings could threaten the superintendent's job. On her way home after the meeting, Trustee Bernadette Nuttall urged a little more patience for the investigator.
We need to let him do his job and let the investigation run its course.
Board President Cowan said the final written report will be turned in after Labor Day, possibly up to a week after. He said he's pleased it'll be wrapped up soon. Coggins will not be paid any more money. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.